judges decided both races and tax questions yesterday. On the line with us this day after election, a man who's familiar with the turf that is the Dayton Mayor's race, Congressman Mike Turner.
Yeah, I would be remiss not to ask you a little bit about that. I mean, sure. you're probably seeing, from your vantage point in Washington, some unusual outcomes in the election across the country, huh?
Well, there certainly is a wave of change, and it's not the change that Barack Obama had campaigned on. It's a reaction, really, to the economy, the agenda that has been put forth in Washington, and people saying, now, wait a minute, we need to take back our government. Our government needs to be responsive to us. I had the opportunity to call the mayor-elect last night and congratulate him on his victory. I think this is very exciting for the city of Dayton. It represents a great opportunity to really take a critical look at where this city needs to go, how it needs to create jobs, and really how we can create a bright future for Dayton.
Now, Congressman, you did make reference to Barack Obama's effort to change things. And later on this week in the House, we're expecting perhaps there will be a vote on that Nancy Pelosi health care reform bill. What are you hearing here at the midweek, Mark, as to whether or not we're going to be seeing some of those things that so many people object to?
Well, and I think people are very concerned about Nancy Pelosi's health care bill. This bill, 1,990 pages long, is expected to pass the House this week. Nancy Pelosi's been working with the Democrats in order to move this bill forward. If you go to my website, turner.house.gov, you'll be able to see a full copy of that bill to be able to read it. And there are things in it that people are concerned about. There's a $500 billion cut to Medicare, which is going to result in lessening services to our seniors and through that program, which is already financially unstable. And a significant change in the relationship that we have to our doctors, our insurance carriers, and our health care providers.
Now, are we also going to see a stop sign? Are we also going to see a stop sign on spending happening very soon in Washington, do you think?
Well, there definitely needs to be a reverse. You know, everyone, all economists will tell you that there are two structural problems with the United States economy. The first is our budget deficit, and the second is our trade deficit. And so far this year, this Congress has only addressed the first, and that's the budget deficit, and they've made it worse.
All right, Congressman Mike Turner, again, thank you for commenting on the election. Gary Lightsell to the Dayton Mayor's Chair with